They had a civil rights meeting over at the Calico community. We went to that building where they were having that meeting. Their people are just leaving, so my dad went in and asked where they were going, and they said they were going to Wounded Knee.
My sister pulled in. She said, they're taking over the store, and I looked outside, and there was a caravan, a car, like headlights coming down the hill.
We heard gunshots, and all of a sudden, you know, somebody came in, told them that they took over that church and the store.
And they said, you can't enter it, just go on home. So we did that. But that night, we heard a lot of commotion going on.
And they said the police were coming in. And everybody's a little bit confused, a little bit frightened, and nobody really knew what was going on. All night long was just confusion.
And then the next morning, they said they had taken over the houses those white people lived in that owned the stores and the museum.
The whole place was just completely torn apart. And everybody just walking out there, everybody just over there, taking food and whatever, helping themselves.
That next day, I went over there. And then my dad, I had to go see him, and said that AIM took over.